I'm Omar Fatu. I'm here with Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for this week's Behind the Bench. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres snapped a six-game losing skid with a shootout win over the Washington Capitals Monday night. They blew a 2-0 lead. There was a highly questionable disallowed goal late in the third period. And then newcomer Dominic Cahoon had the game winner in the shootout. That was a good win for the team, overcoming those setbacks.
It certainly was, and they sorely needed that win. They were approaching the longest regulation losing streak since 2014-15, the second tank season. I mean, and that's a pretty dubious mark to be on the cusp of. But to their credit, they overcame some adversity in the game, a bogus call, and it's another head-scratching win for me. The NHL's filled with parity, and you're going to lose to some pretty bad teams some nights, but the Sabres in the last month or so, they've had some just brutal losses to the Senators and to the Detroit Red Wings, one of the worst teams in recent memory, and they lose those games. It kind of cripples their playoff fight, and here they are. They knock off the heavyweight Washington Capitals. And it just makes you wonder if they were able to win a few of those so-called winnable games, where they would be in the standings. But I think if you're a Sabres fan, you have to like that they haven't quit. And the call that went against the Sabres late, the Brandon Montour disallowed goal, it was really brutal. I mean, it was a goaltender interference call. Jeff Skinner barely made contact with Braden Holtby. And we have an instance last Thursday against the Pittsburgh Penguins where Sabres goalie Jonas Johansson was steamrolled by one of the Penguins, and that goal counted. But Montour's goal, which Jeff Skinner barely had contact with the goalie, was called back. No one seems to have any grasp on what goalie interference is. The officials don't, coaches don't, players don't, the league doesn't, and it's bad because in a span of 4 or 5 days for the Sabres, it bit them twice.
Starting goalie Linus Ullmark was back after missing nearly 6 weeks. He looked good. You have to wonder what the season might have looked like if he hadn't gotten hurt.
You certainly do. And he picked up right where he left off. He was terrific on Monday. He was a difference maker. And I think if he hadn't gotten hurt, he might have been able to establish himself as one of the NHL's upper-tier starting goalies. He probably would have played in the vicinity of 55, 60 games or even more. I mean, he was playing basically every game but back-to-backs. And I think he could certainly be that player next year. I believe, barring injury, he'll be the Sabres' starting goalie next year. You still have Carter Hutton, but he's probably more suited for the backup role. Jonas Johansson had some nice moments during his first trip to the NHL, but I don't think he's ready to be an NHL goalie quite yet. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, the Sabres' top goalie prospect, he didn't do that great during his stint in the AHL. He's been sent back to the ECHL. He's probably at least a year or two away. I mean, goalies take a long time. So you're left with Linus Ullmark, and he's enjoyed a nice season, and I expect him to be a 55-60-game goalie next year if he can stay healthy.
Well, let's talk about the impact the coronavirus is having on the Sabres, the NHL, and even on your job. The league has closed off locker rooms to members of the media. They're now bringing select players to a media room instead. You've also done some interviews in the hallways. This all must feel quite different to you.
It's bizarre. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I can't remember two straight days where I didn't go in the locker room. And you say hallway interviews. We did some hallway interviews Monday, but now we can't even do those. For a one-on-one interview, I went to a separate room, and there was one of those belt stanchions, and I placed my tape recorder on a little stand, and the player was behind the belt stanchion, and I stood back to keep a proper quote-unquote safe distance, and I asked my questions like that. So, I mean, we have to keep a certain number of feet away from the player, and it's odd. I mean, there's no other word for it. And this is sadly just the beginning. I mean, the way it's going, who knows if games are postponed or canceled, or we end up seeing games played in front of empty arenas. But you just wonder what's going to happen with the playoffs. Could they be shortened? I know that sounds ridiculous, but we're at the stage now where drastic measures could be taken in the near future.
Well, Coach Ralph Kruger said his family has been affected by it. He has kids in Switzerland. What other steps are the Sabres taking? What instructions have the players been given?
I think it's a lot of the stuff that you and I have been told to do. Just wash your hands. I think, not that they want to, but I think they want to limit interactions with fans. But it's an odd dynamic. Here we are following all these instructions to limit contact. and so forth. And we have 42 grown men on the ice with contact. They're sweaty. They hit each other. They punch each other. I mean, a lot of that equipment gets wet and so forth. So it's just an odd situation.
The Sabres are in Montreal for a game against the Canadiens tonight, then back home to take on Boston Friday. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.